The first two baby goats of the season to be born at Beacon Hill Park Children's Farm came with a sweet story. Jupiter and Solaris were born to Venus on March 3. The day before, Venus's sister, Moon, had given birth to a stillborn baby and had become very agitated and out of sorts. Moon was very vocal while Venus was giving birth in the next stall, said the farm's owner-operator, Linda Coenders. Farm staff really felt for the grieving mom, she said. Coenders said Venus was unaware of the second birth because she was busy tending to her firstborn, and the next baby was quite small. It was thought that Venus might give birth to more kids. She had four last year, but there were only the two this time around. We decided that we were going to give the second one, Solaris, to Moon, Coenders said. She said Moon had had triplets in her previous pregnancy, and was calling for the baby that had died this time. Coenders said it wasn't a sure thing that Moon would tap into her maternal instincts with Venus's kid, but after a few tense moments, it all worked out. It was really heartwarming, it was so nice, she said. She started licking the baby and that was it, Bob's your uncle. More baby goats are expected before the end of the month, with still more coming at regular intervals through July. We'll be having babies every month, Coenders said. Lambs could also be born by Monday or Tuesday, she said. The children's farm also features three little pigs, Coenders said, spotted pink babies born in December and named Petunia, Poppy and Punk. The facility opened for the year on March 9. Visitors are welcome daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., with the goat stampede taking place each day at 10:10 a.m. and 4:10 p.m. Coenders said she's expecting to see plenty of visitors over spring break. It's been busy already this week. Entry is by donation, with a suggested contribution of $6 for adults and $5 for children. Both amounts are up $1 this year because of rising costs for feed and other expenses. J. Bell at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at TimesColonist.com.